So if you visualize yourself as successful and happy and in the right relationship and nurtured and loving and accepting yourself,
yep,
that is what you are going to create for yourself.
Do you know, we had such fun because you and I were chatting just earlier this week, weren't we? And I had spent, gosh, we've only got 7 minutes left. We could be going on like this for hours. Anyway, we'll have Penny back. Well, that's a definitely. I was doing a vision board, making what my new reality, you know, literally to override the unconscious and the where I am just now, to build what it is I'm looking for, because this is so true that our unconscious minds just don't know what's real because they only live in the present moment. I mean, they bring up the experiences from the past, yes, but they don't know. If I say I have a BMW 5 Series sitting outside, I don't know if that's really a good car to have outside or not any longer, but, you know, that doesn't matter, a car outside, it will think I do, won't it?
Yes, it will. But there's also that thing of people sort of, yes, we live in the present, but in another funny way, we kind of don't, because people are constantly rushing ahead of themselves. So they're thinking,
that's the problem.
Instead of being in the moment, you're sort of rushing ahead thinking, right, I've got that meeting and I've got this and I've got that. And what when people are doing that too much, what tends to happen is they forget things.
Yeah.
Or they put something down, they don't know where they put it, and then they
yes.
say, oh, my memory is so bad. It's got nothing to do with your memory. It's got to do with the fact that you're not thinking in the moment. So when they're going back in the past, it's kind of, you know, then you're back there somewhere, and you can't move forwards if you're constantly in the past.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic.
But it's also impossible to be in the present moment all of the time. Because we do have things happening. We have busy lives.
Oh, indeed.
So it's finding the balance between that and maybe just making an appointment with yourself to give yourself, start off with baby steps. Give yourself 2 minutes a day where you just sit down and you breathe and you notice how you feel. What does your body feel like on the chair?
Yes.
Is that material rough or is it smooth? What can you hear? Take one sense at a time and focus on it. And that's fascinating.
Can I stop you just there, Penny?
Never.